because you can handle the truth.
Another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. It's the 26th day of November 2017. I'm your host, Doug Owen. I'm the senior editor of BlacklistedNews.com. My website dedicated to this show is BlacklistedRadio.com. Go there. We just updated the domain. Lots of cool stuff, features for the interactive listeners that listen to the show 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on Sunday evenings. You can go there and chat along with others. Syndicated on a bunch of pirate radio stations, and you can find the podcast commercial free after the show in a variety of formats. If you so choose to listen to it, please do like it, give it stars, promote it in some form or fashion. You don't have to donate necessarily to the show, but that's one way that you can promote, and it's pretty easy to do. That way we're higher rated in the entertainment and news, and we're applicable conspiracy categories. A lot of stuff has happened. Oh, by the way, hope all of you had a nice turkey day. We're not going to get into all of the horrific traditions that have turned into an amalgam of what we now celebrate as Thanksgiving. Plenty of genocide, plenty of ill will, plenty of things that people, especially Native Americans, look to when thinking about Thanksgiving. That's not the full story. Encompasses a lot of it encompasses a lot of harvest festivals, other things, pagan rituals, all sorts of stuff that got codified under Abraham Lincoln. So there you go. That is the story, the full unadulterated. Yes, there was genocide, there was killings across the board, and people, you know, they were thankful that others were dead, and they celebrated it, and they sang songs about it. You know, that's just the world we live in. Most of the history that we have, that we look towards, I mean, when you turn on the History Channel, it's all militaristic. We have been a pretty militarized society up until, we're heavily militarized, but everyone at one point used to be part of the military faction, especially during World War I, World War II. Some people believe that we need a national crisis to bring the unity back into the community, the United States. Many big thinkers, people like Henry Kissinger, I think about LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson. He wrote about it a lot, saying that, you know, we needed a war, we needed Vietnam, because the civil rights movements and, people just, getting a little too much time to think about how the man's screwing them is a big problem for the state. Keep the people's minds occupied, something nationalistic, getting everybody to get into the war effort. There's quite a few things that are probably happening on that front that a lot of people in Washington would be thrilled to have come to fruition. Like the war, the ongoing progressive war that's happening in Yemen. I mean, you know, we can't hear enough nice things about bin Salman, or Salman, the new Saudi prince that has executed a few of his business rivals and has shaken the foundations of Saudi Arabia. People here in the U.S., especially the State Department, all of the shows are New York Times. We have a couple pieces up on that. Are very, very supportive. There's a report that Saudi Arabia is using Blackwater mercenaries, people under Salman's control, to torture several members of the accused. That number ever growing. Not as big as what happened in Turkey, but we are seeing this. And of course, this is all with the support of the U.S. and Israel, primarily, because you see the CIA talking points, you know, coming out in the Washington Post, the New York Times, the State Department in favor of this. Meanwhile, 20 million people, wrap your mind around that, are facing starvation. Over a million people have contracted cholera. It's a horrible humanitarian, not talked about, completely blacklisted topic of what's happening in Yemen. You know, I've harped on it. It's not a secret to most of you out there that the U.S. and the Brits continue to sell the Saudis massive multi-billion-dollar contracts for weapons that they are turning right around and using to attack UN hospitals. I mean, the reports coming out from even, you know, the somewhat suspect humanitarian organizations are appalling. So it's happening. It's real. So Turkey Day was pretty benign. Didn't get into a lot of political talk with the family. Went to my my uncle's house in Houston. I-10 traffic wasn't too bad. The devastation in Houston, particularly in the Sugarland area, was almost non-existent. Did see some, you know, things that looked like they'd been trashed, you know, signs and some of the signal wires, the traffic lights, the wiring was kind of dilapidated, but didn't get into a lot of political talk. Pretty benign. Did not go out into the madness that is Black Friday. I did do some internet Black Friday shopping. If you saw the article at blacklistednews.com, boobs, brawls, and deserted stores, 12 scenes of Black Friday 2017 chaos. You know, it's a lot of the same. Each and every year we have these companies basically giving away limited number of really cheap things, and the most desperate and poorest and you know, often the meanest people that don't mind brawling, that are looking for a fight, that are willing to punch somebody over $100 TV, find their way to places like Walmart and a variety of stores. Actually, most people didn't think about this, but interesting piece about the homelessness issue in this country. While most people were celebrating, as I was, as most of you were, with friends and family, homelessness has set a new record in major cities all over the nation. You know, we hear about how great the economy is doing, the Dow's shooting up, and you know, even if you're a Bitcoiner, big money in Bitcoin if you've invested lately. We might talk about Bitcoin. It's interesting. $8,700 on track to maybe $9,000 per Bitcoin. So some people are winning in this economy, but so many are not. And, you know, it's definitely a compounded problem when it comes to mental health. The lack of resources there are for those people. Vets, we don't talk about the suicide rate of veterans, especially around these times. So I think it's important if you know people that, you know, don't have family and financial support, do what you can for them. It's definitely something to think about. Don't pay them to stand in line. That's what a lot of people in New York do, pay the homeless and others to stand in line for the next big thing, the iPhone X or whatever it may be. But, you know, I mean, it's tragic, but if you took a panoramic view of things that are happening in this country every day and put them on video in a montage for people to look at, you know, the worst of the worst, you're going to see some pretty pathetic things. And if you think that's indicative of this country or the people of this country, I don't think it is. But if you did, you know, if you're, you know, somebody in North Korea watching cops, get a pretty grim image of what America is. But there's plenty of things that are changing the landscape. We are seeing the Gilded Age. Jeff Bezos, owner of Amazon, has now become the first, I think it's 12-figure person. He's the richest man in the world, unless you believe the Rothschilds are richer. I don't know. The Windsor family? it's hard to say, but he is publicly the richest man now in the world. And if you think about the impact that Amazon has had on the traditional retail space. It's unfathomable. It's huge. And now getting in grocery retailing, it's just a matter of, you know, what Amazon isn't doing. Pretty good. Used to be just an online bookstore. You can get audio tapes of books and, you know, hard copies. That was how Amazon started. Now it's this behemoth that is working, you know, providing the cloud services and resources for now the CIA. And they're pretty close with Google as well. There's definitely a cozy relationship between the CIA, Google, Jeff Bezos. They know what you're buying if you're buying a pressure cooker on Amazon. Never know. Never know who might show up at your door. Some, you know, companies have gone pretty tactful here. Police go undercover on Black Friday to curb violence and theft across the United States. Interesting piece we put up highlighted this UK town, actually. It was kind of a, you know, a puff piece about, you know, Gloucester Township and how police are, you know, going out there in plain clothes to, you know, try to combat these, you know, manic shoppers. Walmart hired Lockheed Martin, the private military industrial complex contractor, big defense contractor, to help them with the security and, you know, basically creating profiles and dossiers on all of their own employees to try to mitigate any kind of bad publicity and to ensure security. If you buy that, maybe a little bit. There's some things to be said about that, I guess. You know, that's kind of where we're at. That's why I preferred – why, you know, I think retail is dying, because a lot of you, including me, would rather shop even on Amazon.com rather than going to the mall and, you know, delving into that world. It's definitely rather than just doing what we used to always have to do, and that was to go and impulse buy as we shopped malls that were close to our location, close to our vicinity. You took what you got. You had to shop and do it early because you were, you know, scouring through the remnant trying to find some kind of you know, gift for loved ones, friends, and family. Anyway, there's that. Some interesting stories have definitely popped up. I got some Clinton stuff. The LAPD now has 28 open sex crime investigations of Hollywood and the media. And that's not all the other, you know, Congress critters, senators, and others that are taking a lot of heat for their creepy past. You know, I don't have any real opinions on most of these people as far as, you know, Al Franken, you know, grabbing somebody's boobies. It's not the worst thing that's ever happened in the world. And, you know, it shows he's a hypocrite and a creeper for sure. I mean, I don't do that. And being a comedian doesn't allow you to molest people. The Joe Biden, creepy Joe Biden thing got some virility this week as well. Twitter did everything it could to shut down the tweets about creepy Joe Biden. They actually came out and said, yes, that we did not want that trending. I mean, it's pretty impressive, I guess, or just candid that they would say that, you know, this is bullcrap. But I mean, the pictures speak for themselves. I've talked about creepy Joe Biden for quite some while. I'm not the only one. And Time Magazine actually wrote a piece about creepy Joe, actually, back in 2015, saying that, you know, basically laying it all out there that he used these moments where people, like career guys, were getting some kind of ribbon, medal, some kind of accolades and accomplishment, maybe a new job, a new position, taking pictures during the photo op with their family, and this guy, you know, just going up and tugging, you know, their children and putting his hands on their head and their face. I mean, but Biden, you know, he's the Democrats' best and maybe last hope for winning 2020.
The person whom you're trying to reach is... person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable. Please leave a message after the beep.
President, I liked him just fine. I thought that a lot of things, more transparency, openness in government, made a lot of sense. I think that, you know, maybe even some of his, healthcare initiatives in their pure form before lobbyists and special interests and everybody else in the party who's being paid off got to write their portion of Obamacare may have been, somewhat sincere. But regardless of whether you think he's the Antichrist and he's a Kenyan or he's just, the front man, he's the bag man for the system, he is he is just like Donald Trump in that made lots of campaign promises, was not able to fulfill them, talked about non-aggression, not getting involved in Syria, in the Middle East, or in a political trifecta between Israel, Saudi Arabia, and Iran, and all the other sub-states that play a particular role in that. And here we are. I mean, just massive amounts of graft for the military-industrial complex and outsourcing of the not only the foreign policy, but the actual ground action to, state actors like Saudi Arabia. So not impressed in that, but I don't hate him for everything that he tweets, and I don't pay attention to many of the things that the mainstream media says I should pay attention to. I do think some of that stuff's pretty petty, and it doesn't paint him in a good light. The idea that, now you're the president of the United States, you should be above all of the campaign rhetoric. I mean, that's the thing. I think that he just hasn't let off the pedal when it comes to constantly bashing all of those, including the media, that are, in this direct conflict. That conflict keeps people, on sides. Most people blame everything on Donald Trump while they think that he's destroying, the country. The consolidation of power into a military-esque junta or junta-esque takeover of civilian infrastructure. It's pretty apparent, but you're not going to hear a lot about that in the mainstream media. Some interesting stories that came out this week that I think deserve a lot of attention. Former Secret Service agent threatens to reveal details about Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express. So there's this guy, Dan Bongino, or maybe Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O. He's got a podcast on CRTV, so he's definitely conservative. There is debate as to whether or not he was a member of the detail. Other members of Hillary Clinton's detail are actually attacking him on Twitter, saying that they don't remember him, he wasn't part of this, and he's putting out these pretty big threats that on Twitter, and he's verified, and he's got 373,000 followers. He's a contributor to Fox News often, Fox has had in the past so-called former intelligence agents and specialists and those kind of commentary people that are there was one case, I can't remember the guy, but he wasn't who he said he was, and they had to apologize. And this guy's just like me, going off the rails, talking about foreign policy, talking about the things that the government's doing and his time in the government, and it's just all BS. So I don't know if Bongino here is that of that ilk. In a furious Twitter exchange with a Clinton aide on Friday, former Secret Service agent, and that is verified, he is a former Secret Service agent, he's written books and the like, Dan Bongino threatened to reveal new details about Bill Clinton's 26 documented trips aboard notorious pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's private jet, nicknamed the Lolita Express. I mean, this is big stuff. Donald Trump, pre-President Donald Trump, talked about this. He alluded to it. Joe Scarborough has mentioned that this is the biggest story that everybody in the mainstream media is talking about. Behind the mic, not there. Pretty interesting. We'll talk about Air F1. You haven't heard about that jet? Bill Clinton's been getting around, and Well, we'll talk about what that means for politics and political correctness in general. On the other side, stay tuned. More Blacklisted Radio coming your way.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, welcome back. Blacklistedradio.com is the website. Go there, check out the comments and all of the accoutrements that you can find free on the house there at blacklistedradio.com. So anyway, Dan Bongino here says that he has a BlackBerry that has all of the proof in it. Now, I don't know forensically if that's going to be worth anything. And, you know, there's a lot of people that say a lot of things, you know, that make a lot of threats. And let me tell you, when you threaten the Clinton crime syndicate, you might find yourself on the Clinton body count. So I'm not saying that this man will be assassinated, but and he probably won't. I don't know if he has anything. And I'll be honest, I'll just throw this out there. I doubt we get to see any of the information. When you put it out there like this and you, I've got this. Well, what are you angling for? You know, do you want to get paid? Is that what you're doing? Is that because, you know, the character assassination, for whatever value that has, just by, you know, coming out here and making a story on Fox News to primarily people that, you know, already hate Billary, the Clinton establishment. Yeah, I don't know how much benefit it will be, because most of the people that are in it with Hillary when they are indoctrinated into this love fest that some people have for not just Hillary, but politicians in general. You know, I don't care if they brought out a video of, you know, Hillary Clinton shooting JFK in the head, it wouldn't change their perspective. So I don't know. I hate to be pessimistic, but when people, you know, tell you that they have all of this stuff, it's like Kim.com. Kim.com, he's going to start a new internet. Kim.com, he knew Seth Rich. He may have been involved. Kim.com. Some way or another, this guy is able to get himself well out of the financial woes that he had with this injunction on his cash from New Zealand. And I think he's won a couple cases. And I'm not pro or anti Kim.com, but I just keep hearing about all of these wonderful things and all of these things that you know, that are going to come out, and it's going to rattle and shake society. He's going to produce this new thing, and it's like, okay, and it's always a big nothing cheeseburger. So anyway, here's one that actually came out of the Daily Mail. Take it for what it is. Bill Clinton is facing new accusations of sexual assault by four women while the former president was working with a billionaire playboy and flying on his private jet that they nicknamed Air F-U-C, you know what, K-1. Instead of, you know, they changed force to the F-bomb. There you go. Pretty witty. Bill Clinton is facing explosive new charges of sexual assault from four women, according to a highly placed Democratic Party source and an official who served in both the Clinton and Obama administrations. So if this is bull crap, they could sue the Daily Mail for libel. A lot of people have. And I don't know. I mean, they're armor clad. I don't know if they need to. A new allegation refers to incidents that took place more than 10 years ago in the early 2000s when Clinton was hired by Ron Burkle, the Playboy billionaire investor, to work at his company. Clinton helped Burke generate business and flew around the world with a flock of beautiful young women on Burkle's private jet, which was nicknamed the aforementioned. The four women who have not yet revealed their identities were employed in low-level positions at the Burkle organization when they were in their late teens and claimed they were sexually assaulted by the former president. I mean, how far do we have to go? I don't know. How many cigars must these young ladies, these teenagers, endure? I have no idea. Wouldn't shock me one bit. I think that there's a lot of people that come out of the woodwork to, you know, prophetize. But going after Bill Clinton, who's kind of this political saint, and in some people's minds, I mean, I think there's a lot of, even maybe some of you that would, you know, look back to the 90s very fondly when he and Rubin were running the economy and, you know, they got rid of Glass-Steagall and all those things. I mean, a lot of people think that, you know, we had a great, you know, Clinton economy. It's you know, politicians doing what they do. That's taking all the unrightful claim to success and that they had something to do with creating it. Rick Perry is a perfect example. He talks about the Texas economy and how great it was under Rick Perry. Well, let me tell you, the Texas economy is good because of oil. It's good because of cheap taxes and lack of income tax. And it's good in spite of all of those things as well. So quick break. We'll get into a whole lot more. Net neutrality. Nobody's talking about that. We'll discuss it. Take your phone calls, 800-313-9443, right here on Blacklisted Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I was a teenage anarchist, but the politics is too convenient.
All right, welcome back. It's Blacklisted Radio on a Sunday evening, talking about a bunch of pederast criminals, better known as politicians, some of the creepy things that are happening here. So anyway, take it for what it is. It's Daily Mail. They have sources. I'm always, you know, skeptical, but this is... It's not a news story. It's not a single story. There's a lot of really blacklisted tales of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton's crimes. Actually, there's an interesting reopening of an investigation into the death of two boys that happened. The judge in question is going to look at files in a 1987 death of two boys found on the Central Arkansas Railroad tracks. A mother's 30-year quest to uncover secrets she hopes will shed light on her son's mysterious death in 1987 has led a federal judge to order a private review of several tightly guarded government documents. Documents may or may not reveal anything new about the death of Linda Ives' 17-year-old son, Kevin, whose body was discovered before dawn on August 23, 1987, along with his friend. They said that they were high on marijuana and they were asleep on the railroad tracks and the trains ran over them, which, I mean, I hate to tell you, kids, but old Doug has smoked marijuana and it's never made me fall asleep to the point where I'm on a railroad track and I can't hear what's going on. I mean, it just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. The story itself is a falsehood. I mean, you could tell me that they were so drunk that they literally could not move their bodies. They were, you know, borderline alcohol poisoning. Because that's the only way that you would sleep through a train. I mean, maybe heroin. I've never tried it. Don't know. But so the story itself doesn't make a lot of sense. And of course, all of the you know, the mini books, documentaries, and stories about what happened in Mena, Arkansas, with the importation of cocaine for the Bill Clinton sex parties and Bill Clinton drug dealing is vast. There is plenty of that on the internet. You can read for hours. The Clinton Chronicles, plenty of stuff that will make you go, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I think that they are above the law, unfortunately. We saw that with their well-placed operative, James Comey. If anything comes of this Robert Mueller investigation into the ties between the Trump campaign and the Russians, and whether it ensnares the Democrats, who, you know, spent a lot of money, time, effort, and got a lot of money from, you know, doing speeches and round tables with Russian oligarchs and businessmen, the same things that they, you know, claim that Donald Trump was doing. I mean, there may be some legal prosecution. I mean, it just, you know, shows me more of how the system is, you know, all of these people are prostitutes for cash. When it comes to national security, when it comes to any of the moral compasses that they claim to have, it's all bull crap. I don't know how else to say it. It's not about liberating people. It's not about saving children. All the lovely things that they say. I mean, Hillary Clinton and her brother-in-law's no-bid contracts in Haiti, the Red Cross's double cross in Haiti, are prime examples of that. So anyway, lots of weird stuff. A lot of talk about sexual abuse and sexual predators, you know, in the headlines and media, in Hollywood, in the on the Hill. Lots of it. Saw this today. Really got me thinking about in a meta level, you know, where we're headed. Academics are arguing that many people will soon be identifying as digisexuals and taking their sexual identity from having sex with robots. Now, the first statement is, or the first sentence here, has a profound statement. Sexual identity. That is what people want on their driver's licenses. That's what people want to be legally recognized as. And, you know, I think it's a lot of troublemakers. It's like the Satanists. You know, they find some way to see you can have God in a public building, so now we want to have a Baphomet statue. You know, it's people with too much time, just like these people, you know, that are going to be identifying themselves under this new sexual identity class of digisexuals. Sounds kind of silly, you know, but it really does harp on where people are going. I saw that Pornhub has now opened their first brick-and-mortar store, I think in New York City, with their Pornhub gear. They've now become a brand from an adult XXX content provider that has, you know, there's the Amazon of porn. They've destroyed the porn industry and made it almost, you know, virtually unprofitable. They've changed the model completely. And they are, I don't know. They're not publicly traded, but actually, I listened to a pretty profound podcast about the guy who interviewed and did a year long interview of the owner of Pornhub. Anyway, you know, so you see this shift, and so they're like the Amazon of porn, and you know, we've heard lots of stuff from the scientific community about how pornography dehumanizes women in their minds, how this, you know, instant access to pornography has changed the perception of young men towards young women. know, now they all want more perverse sex, demand more perfect bodies. They expect something to be more perfect than, you know, most of us human beings can offer. So the expectations are high. The willingness to do the work, go out there and actually mix and mingle and talk with women, in trying to coerce them in a non creepy way into having sex with you. Not trying to give any advice to Al Franken or any of these people, but you used to have to, you know, really work hard to have some kind of sexual relationship. Now, I mean, I think that's just too much work for people. That's why you're seeing the declining Western childbirth rates. Not only all the things in the environment and the fact that the government is actively, you know, we talked a lot about, you know, population control. And I don't know if it's working, but there's definitely a full board effort to curb the productivity rate of or production rate of human beings. Procreation. That's the word. I was thinking about proclivity. I don't know why. Anyway, I guess my mind's blown thinking about digisexuals and this new revolution. It's like, well, you know, Bitcoin's money now to a lot of people, or at least people are investing and wanting to, you know, turn that back into a state born currency, like a Federal Reserve note or a yen or a yuan. But it's shooting through the roof. And more people are thinking, well, this is a way to escape and get outside of central authority through Bitcoin, because it is a virtual gold. It has to be mined. It's algorithmic. Can't talk today. Algorithmic, and the algos have to be cracked for these new coins. There's a limited supply. So there's, you know, some parallels between it and gold in a very digital sense, I guess, or, you know, as close to it as it can be, a physical metal versus a transaction, a number that is on your USB drive. But it's amazing to me that, how many people are trying to escape their central government stealing their money. And that's why, conversely, there's so many people investing in Bitcoin globally. You have lots of investors here, but people are willing to go to a completely digital currency. They think that it's a better alternative to the Federal Reserve note or something that's issued by the Treasury or debted into existence. People, you know, it serves two of the three things that it needs to be money. The one thing that makes it not money is that it's not easily transferable. But there are other businesses and things that will transfer it, like BitPay, into your dollars or into anything, and you can pay with a regular credit card. So, you know, that means it's money. You know, so if ones and zeros are money, then why can't ones and zeros be sex? How many people would rather have a virtual experience than a real existence, a real experience with a real person? I don't know. Seems like, you know... just seems ungenuine to me to want to have sex with a robot, no matter how cool it was or how much it stroked my ego. It just seems like synthetic, seems fake, unreal. I don't know why people would, subscribe to that or identify sexually. So, you know, that identity politics, identity, sex, things like that don't make a lot of sense to me, because I'm just not interested in what you like to do with other people, what gets you off. I don't care if you have a foot fetish. I don't care if you like to have sex with people of the same sex as you or opposite sex, or you think that you're somebody else, or, you know, maybe you think you're a dolphin. I just don't care to get into your head that much when it comes right down to it. It's like all, you know, feminism. I don't know if it's something where you think that some people are special and other people aren't because of X, Y, or Z, I'm just not going to subscribe to that, because, you know, I guess at the end of the day, I do look to all of us for this. Let me see. Did Oh. Nope. Okay. Maybe we're good. Maybe we're rocking here. Anyway, so digisex, sex with robots, all of that just doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but maybe it does. Maybe it does. Anyway, net neutrality is a topic we should talk about just for a moment because, you know, if you read a lot of the blogs, EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, you read, you know, all of these kind of progressive blogs like Boing Boing, they all had this embedded message with a countdown timer to tell you to get with your representatives to tell them that you are not excited about them getting rid of net neutrality. 265 members of Congress sold you out to the ISPs. And, well, we have a piece up that breaks down how much each of those persons got paid. Now, what is net neutrality? The idea that every bit is just as valuable as the other bit. Now, telecommunications companies want other avenues, other ways to sell and make money off of your traffic. One of the things that's really killed them is the online services like Netflix, because, you know, 80-90% of their peak time traffic is dedicated to Netflix. Updating, expanding their infrastructure, upgrading the all of the platform to accommodate Netflix. I mean, Netflix is actually giving different ISPs boxes where they have cached versions of their all of their videos to try to mediate some of the burden trying to better, you know, distribute this online content media. People have talked about the breakdown, Internet 1 and Internet 2. And, you know, that was kind of like Y2K in a lot of senses. But the alternative media talked a lot about it for a while. And Internet 2 would be something that was just this system where you would just get all your garbage, you know, mainstream media and sitcoms from the cable news networks on this one connection, and you could not tether over to, or it'd be very cumbersome, very hard to get over to the other internet where blacklistednews.com or Republic Broadcasting, others would be forced to lie in the ghetto of the internet. Well, it didn't happen like that. So what does it mean? What does it mean? Net neutrality was something that was, you know, it's kind of like this really conceptual idea that you're going to treat everything equally, and somehow that can happen, and or it should happen. I debate that. I don't know. I mean, if you're trying to keep all traffic equal, then you have to ship those packets down the line some way or another. And if you want Amazon to, or Amazon Prime to help you with the cost of that, I get it. I get it as a, you know, evil corporate telecom. You know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, the telecom industry, some of you millennials, you know, when I was a young kid, we had rotary phones, and then it was a push button, you know, DTMF tone that you got. You only got one phone, and you had a choice, and it was really, really expensive, and you had to buy it from Bell, whether it was Mod Bell, Southwestern Bell, Northern Bell, Eastern Bell. You were part of the Bell machine. It was the government monopoly. And it wasn't until the mid-80s, well, maybe the early 80s, when you saw deregulation. And I remember my parents getting the option to buy their rotary phone. Ooh, and it was $500, something like that. And about 2 years later, you can get that, you know, $10 Mickey Mouse phone at Radio Shack. I think I had one. I thought it was pretty cool at the time. Not so much now. But that's neither here nor there. So you had a complete monopoly on telecommunication. The deregulation has allowed for a lot of good things. I mean, a huge industry to spur out of it, a lot of jobs, a lot of money, for sure. The internet is creating a huge amount of money. We can talk about, you know, all of the other side effects of instant global communication for good and bad. But when it comes to your ISP selling your information, now, seems like a simple law that would say, hey, look, You don't need net neutrality or any of these other things, but you cannot sell user information. That's hard to do. You know, if people are willing to give their information away for free, and that's something that's, you know, readily happening on the internet today, and get a deal for it, and people don't care that you log how many times a week they go to Pornhub. They don't care. They want to sell that information. I don't know that it's bad. The problem is that you don't have an informed consent from the public, because the public is not informed. And even if they were, I don't know that they wouldn't consent for something pretty cheap. So that's the myopic view, I think, a lot of the people in the government and these 265 members of Congress have. They did this, of course, in the dark during a holiday, like most other sinister things. And I think a lot of people actually might, like myself, that do care about privacy, thought net neutrality at least addressed that. A lot of people probably don't know that this happened, and that's why it's here on Blacklisted Radio. Final segment on the other side. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
And I say, hey, 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 baby, life would eradicate. Say, hey, 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 living life would eradicate, eradicate.
All right, welcome back. Toxic masculinity is spilling out there with Ken during the break. Sorry about that, Ken. I apologize profusely. You know, it's this world where people want to deny the reality. People don't want to have the conversation because it's not correct. You know, it's, you know, like masculinity. People, you know, if a woman can't do everything that a man can do, then it's not right. And it's, you know, you're a horrible misogynistic pig. And if you point out the obvious, if you point out that the emperor has no clothes when it comes to a lot of these kind of stories or topics, you know, people, freak out. And then they use these tactics like calling you a fascist, calling you a racist. It's a crazy world. Got a buddy of mine. I was over at his house a few days ago having a, cold adult beverage. And he was telling me about his son, and I forget what it was, but he said something about Donald Trump, and it had nothing to do with it. And he's not a Trump fan, but that, he said, we should salute the president, something to that effect. And that all of the other kids were calling him racist because he said we should they asked They asked him what picture they should put up of a famous person. He said Donald Trump, and immediately a bunch of second graders ostracized this kid. He felt real bad about it. It was an issue. Had to, have a parent conference about, his support of Donald Trump. It's like, what's the world coming to? When I went to school, the teacher could beat you with abandon. And if they called your parents were happy that you were being beaten. Not that that's a good thing. It just shows you how different the world is today. Plastic, got to talk about it. 90% of seabirds have plastic in their guts, according to an Australian science report. As many as 9 out of 10 of the world's seabirds likely have pieces of plastic in their guts. A new study estimates previously scientists figured about 29% of seabirds had swallowed plastic based on older studies. An Australian team of scientists who found that studied the birds they found with marine debris for decades used computer models to update those figures. Plastic is the biggest issue. There's a huge plastic lobby. And if you want to really understand the enormity of the plastic issue, watch Plastic Planet. It's a great documentary. I'm not sure if you have to buy it. I'm sure you can find it free. You freeloaders, you weasels, you can find it. Or you can, I think, pay a few bucks on Amazon. Watch it. It's profound. It's the one thing that, we're probably going to be judged on. And when people look back 300 years, 400 years, 500 years from now, if we don't have, the total, apocalypse event, end-of-life event here on planet Earth, which could happen. You never know when we might be struck by an asteroid. But if we're not, one of the biggest issues of the day is plastic. And that's what people will remember us by, is that, those are the people that made all of the plastic. And, something else is the dawn of the 20th century, radioactivity. Japan wants to push 1 million tons of radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean. They've already been dumping so much of it. I don't think that they've ever found the cores. We didn't have the China syndrome, where the core melted through the earth to the other side and blew out. So that's a good thing. But anyway, welcome to California, where, you'll be seeing some of these fine radioactive algae blooms. They do come to fruition. I don't know. Anyway, pretty crazy idea. We're so far removed from that incident itself. Guys, that's my time. Thanks so much for being part of it. Hopefully we hit some blacklisted topics tonight. I want to thank all of you for being part of the show. Go to blacklistedradio.com. Support us. Support what we do in a myriad of ways, just by letting people know. And I'll be back next week for another live edition of Blacklisted Radio. Until then, take care.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.